T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back with the music of Mike Furches, and that is Kansas, Dust in the Wind. That's one of the best songs ever.
I know that one.
You know that
one. I know that one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's a native Kansan. Lauren Hibbs joins us from Wellington, and the new assistant athletic director in charge of baseball ops at Wichita State. Wow, that was a shocker, Mr. Shocker.
What's up, guys?
You're supposed to respond to that. You're supposed to.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for being on. Where'd this come from? Out of left field.
Well, I kind of know Eric. I mean, since he was like 17 years old, so that kind of helped in the process. And everybody in Wichita.
You've always told me privately that you should get the credit for his success.
I doubt it. No. He did it all himself, but just really excited to get a chance to leave Charlotte the right way. We've built a really good program out here for a long time, and leave this place in a good spot and go back home, so to speak, to Wichita and do everything I can to help Eric and Wichita State University get our program back and get Shocker baseball back where it needs to be, competitive on a national level. So excited about it.
You mentioned leaving Charlotte the right way, so I probably know the answer to this question, but the Wichita State head coaching job has been open twice now since Gene left. Was that ever something that you had interest in?
Yeah, to be honest, yes. But I think that they hired the right guy in Eric Wedge. Darren and Brent and everybody there at Wichita State did a tremendous job of getting the right guy. And I reached out to Eric when he got the job, and we talked quite a bit, and obviously talked a lot here in the last week or so. But Eric's a tremendous leader. I mean, he's a great baseball guy, tremendous presence, a loyal guy, toughness, all the things that I believe in and have tried to do over 35 years of coaching is what he's all about. And I think that's why we've gotten along so well over the years and stayed in touch with each other. And when he asked me to come back and be a part of the staff, I couldn't say no. I mean, it was just a chance for me to finish my time here in Charlotte the right way and actually do things right here, which is important to me, and get a chance to come back to good old Wichita and try to get that thing going again back the right direction.
Well, obviously, with the fact that, Eric is the coach now, and that had to be probably the main reason why you came back. With your duties in recruiting, what are you guys looking at doing? What's kind of the plan? I know it's kind of early with the new coach and yourself, but what's kind of the early plan right now?
That's an Eric Wedge question. I'm going to do whatever Eric wants me to do, pure and simple. And again, we've talked about a wide variety of things, but it's been a whirlwind for him. I mean, he's trying to finish off his time with Toronto and the Blue Jays organization the right way, and I think it was tremendous that he decided to hire Mike, Pelfrey, or keep Mike on as a pitching coach. He's a Wichita State guy that's gotten his feet wet coaching here the last few years, and I know that that's going to be a positive relationship and working environment moving forward. And there's a few more people that got to be hired. So I've gotten 27 different phone calls or email or text messages today about the other assistant job that we have open at Wichita State, and I'm glad to say that I'm kind of leaving that to Eric. So he's going to do a great job putting together the staff that he wants to put together, and he's going to put together a staff that's going to have a chance to be successful at the highest level. So it's going to work.
Lauren Hibbs, our guest, he's back at Wichita State in the athletic department with the baseball program, played at WSU from 1982 to 84. If there's one thing that's been said about Eric besides all the positives, it's maybe the one question that people have had is he's never recruited college athletes. But you've done it for many, many years. I think that's one of the things, obviously, that you bring to this program now, and I'm sure that's a lot of what Eric saw as well, right, Lauren?
I think so, and again, we've got to develop a good plan. Eric's a really quick learner, guys, and I think that anybody that's going to go down the path of saying he's not going to be able to recruit or he's not going to be able to do this or that, I think that's completely false. He's got such a presence about him. He's a great communicator. He obviously has not been involved in the college game, but that's gonna take a very short amount of time for him to really make the adjustments necessary. I think he's going to be a great recruiter because he's honest, he's upfront, he's going to tell the kids exactly what we're going to expect there in Wichita, and I'm excited to help get things organized a little bit for him. Obviously, filling some needs is we lost some guys to draft and some other things that have happened, but we're going to get it going the right direction, and again, he's going to be a great recruiter. We're going to get good players, and we're going to develop them.
Regarding Charlotte, I mean, you went there for about 26 seasons, so in the early 90s you left for there. Did you expect it to last that long? What did you come to love about Charlotte as a Midwesterner and a native Kansan?
Well, when I took the job at Charlotte, I wasn't expecting to leave Wichita, and two people told me that they thought that I was ready, and that'd be Gene Stevenson, who I have unbelievable respect for, played for Gene and coached for, you know, with Gene, and then my father. And when those two guys said, you know what, I think you're ready at 30, 31 years old, took the leap of faith, came out here, honestly was just trying to survive the first year or so because we weren't very good, and we seemed to have a chance to be able to do some things and play at a pretty high level at times, but I didn't know that I was going to be out here for 27 years. Most of that's because of my family. Got my two oldest children both graduated from Charlotte. Really proud of that. My son played for us here at Charlotte. And then my wife, Lisa, and I have a 19-year-old daughter that just finished her freshman year at the University of Florida. So it was good for my family to be here, to stay here. And I was fine with all that. Now all of our kids are out of the house, and my wife and I are really excited to get a chance to move to Wichita. I told her she's got to buy a few more winter clothes, though, and I've had to explain to her the difference between a tornado watch and a tornado warning. But other than that, we're good. We're ready to go.
Lauren Hibbs, our guest, the new director of baseball operations, assistant athletic director in the baseball program. Yeah, how do you tell your family that after this long in one place, you're coming back to Wichita, where you have obviously roots? How did that go? Was it how long did it take you to consider this situation, Lauren?
Well, they're all excited. Everybody's excited, and again, y'all know it takes a whole lot of people supporting you to have a chance to be successful. The hardest thing in this whole deal was telling our players here at Charlotte that you know I was leaving, and that's a difficult conversation with these kids because we invest so much in them and trying to help them develop not only as baseball players but you know academically and trying to help them become better men moving forward and good productive citizens and all that stuff, you know, once they get done playing. So that's been the hardest part, and I think the kids understand. The response has been positive. They understand I'm going back to the place that I played and place that I was an assistant coach and won a national championship at. So they get it, but it's been kind of a tough day having some of those conversations with the kids. But, again, proud of what we've done. We're leaving Charlotte in a good place. The program's got a chance to be successful moving forward. And just excited to get to Wichita and get to work.
Did you find it tougher to tell the kids than it was to tell your coaches and everybody else that you've been working with for the last two decades? Was it easier to tell the kids, or was it easier to tell the people you've been working with for so long?
It was hard with both because, you know, you invest 27 years of your life into a university and into a baseball program, and there's a lot that goes into it. You know, there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot that goes into it. And that's all good. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I think that if you just were cold-hearted and just leave it easy, that wouldn't speak to what we've done with this program. So, and I know Eric's committed to doing it the right way at Wichita State. That's one of the things that attracted me to go come back there and go to work, because he's trying to build men. I mean, we're going to try, obviously, to win as many games as we can possibly win and play at a high level, but the goal is to develop these guys, develop them into better men and better people. And you know, that development process is something that I know that Eric values. It's something that I value. And that's not only on the baseball field, but that's also off the field. So I'm really looking forward to doing that and being a mentor to young people and continuing on that path to helping Wichita State baseball getting back to a really high level.
Final moments with Lauren Hibbs, now the Wichita State Director of Baseball Ops, Assistant Athletic Director. I think with many, there might be an assumption that, okay, we're bringing Eric Wedge back. He was a part of the glorious history of Wichita State baseball, a national championship. Now we're bringing Lauren Hibbs back. He led Wichita State, or helped, was a big part of a team that got Wichita State to its first College World Series. We've got Mike Pelfrey, one of the most successful pitchers in Shocker history. We're back. But it's not that easy, is it?
No, it's not, guys. No, it's not. And this is no disrespect to what we did back in the you know, early 80s and mid 80s and early 90s. But it's a lot more difficult now. I mean, it's just harder. There's more schools that have put more investment, more time, more money. More people are working at it. I mean, it's very challenging. And again, Wichita State has a great tradition. Unbelievable facilities are getting better even as we speak. Just there's a lot of positive things about it, and they've done a great job there with the basketball program, and you know, Darren and Greg have done a great job there with building that back up. And there's just so many positives about being in Wichita. We're going to emphasize those in recruiting and do everything we can to get back to playing at a really high level.
When's the last time you set foot in Wellington, Kansas?
Well, my mom still lives there half of the year, and she lives the other half in Texas. She's retired now, so it's been a while. You know, I mean, that's where I grew up at, and I'm really proud of that. It's been a while since I've been to Wichita for anything other than just recruiting some junior college players in that area, maybe driving around a little bit. But I'm excited to get back there, be a couple, two or three or four weeks before I'm there permanently. But just excited. I mean, you can probably hear it in my voice. I've been on the phone for about 4 hours straight, so I'm a little bit winded. I know Eric kind of lost his voice too when he's going through all the things that he went through with the press conference and all that. But just excited to get a chance to you know, meet Mike and sit down with him and I and Eric and start planning this thing out and get to work, man. Just get to work.
Well, speaking personally, it's awesome that you're coming back to Wichita. I enjoyed getting to know you over the years as a player and then a coach at Wichita State. And I know the old guard of Shocker fans is pretty darn excited, as well as some of the new people who are kind of embracing Wichita State baseball again. We look forward to seeing you when you get here, Lauren.
Well, I appreciate it. And
it's hard again, not to call you Scooter during this interview.
It's all right. Okay. I've been called worse.
All right, Scooter. Thank you.
It's okay. I appreciate you guys. Good being on with you. Thank you.
All right. There you go. Lauren Scooter Hibbs, the new Wichita State baseball operations director and assistant athletic director. We'll be back in a moment. We'll talk Wichita potentially being an All-American city with Director of Parks and Rec, Troy Hatman. That's next on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.